Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
I'm Ed Tobias with some news and comments from the MS Wire. Are you tired? Really tired? Me too. Most of us with MS are. How many is most? A small new study of 44 people with one of the progressive forms of MS found that the answer is a little over 86%. I'm surprised the number isn't higher. These people use words like tired, exhausted, wiped out, and having little or no energy to describe their fatigue. Half of the patients reported feeling tired all of the time. More than 90% reported being fatigued at least once a day. For slightly more than 38% of the small group surveyed, fatigue was the most troubling MS symptom. Fatigue definitely has put a crimp in social activities for the people in this study. Some described themselves as homebodies, too tired to socialize much. They also reported depression and anxiety, which they attributed to their fatigue. For the most part, I think I do pretty well for a 71-year-old who has lived with MS for about 40 years. I'm much less disabled than those in this survey, but even so, there are plenty of times when I'm too tired to go out and socialize or to invite friends over. I'm ready to hit the sack about 9 or 10 o'clock most nights. Some days I'm just too tired to write my column. But I think exercise in the gym and swimming have helped me stay less tired than I might otherwise be. Cutting back on this exercise due to COVID-19 restrictions has just proven to me that I'm right about needing to stay in shape. Professor Gavin Giannone, who writes at the Bart's MS blog, suggests that we need to understand the physiology of MS in order to be able to create a plan to deal with our fatigue. Professor G says MS fatigue relates to active inflammation and the consequences of the damage that inflammation causes. He's a big fan of treating MS early and effectively, and he says this is why people treated with highly effective disease-modifying therapies regularly report improvements in their fatigue and in brain fog. And that's been the case with me. But beating fatigue is much more complicated than just being treated with a DMT. Professor G says be careful if your neurologist simply wants to reach for the prescription pad. The professor recommends a holistic and systematic approach to treating MS-related fatigue. It includes diet, exercise, and importantly, getting enough sleep. To some extent, all of these are in your control. What's been your experience with fatigue? If you're not too tired right now, drop a comment in the forum section of the Multiple Sclerosis News Today website.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.